Sylvia and me.
Hi, I'm Sylvia Beckerman. Join me today as I talk to an extraordinary woman who is changing the world by making a difference in her life and the lives of those around her.
Hi, I'm Gina Vasco Cower from Noble Salon. I'm one of the owners here, and welcome to Sylvia and Me.
Gina, thank you for inviting me here to your wonderful salon, a haven for so many women. We're situated in a New England town of Stamford, Connecticut. And why don't you tell me, I know that one of your passions is helping women become their most beautiful self. You know, some people might call it vanity. You go to a salon. What are, you know, women have people look at women as, oh, you're going to salon, you're going to, how vain can you be? How is that so not true?
Well, it's not true. Vanity is not taking care of oneself. And we talked about this earlier today, you and I. And it's so important for women to take care of themselves, feel good about the way they look, gives them confidence. And it's so important that we as hairdressers listen to what they want and who they are as people and what they're all about in their life, because that all plays into how we will then work together to find the right style for them that suits their lifestyle.
Well, it's also one of the things is, you know, that I've always listened to is that style represents you. That's what people see first. Style is about bringing yourself in a world full of trends. So what we're talking about, so many people, you know, one of the most important things that I've learned is the first person you have to not just like, but love, and I guess not just love, but like is yourself. Mm. You need to be able to get up in the morning, look in that mirror, and at least smile and say, you know what? I'm great. And, you know, there's a foundation. There's, you know, you have your inside foundation, you have your outside foundation, and what the world sees is they look at your face first. And so how do you, you know, women come in here and it's such a comfortable environment. I bet you they tell you all of their stories, or you get to know them probably better than their family, some of their closest friends.
Well, we are in a unique situation because we're not part of their social circle. We're not their friends, but we're sharing a measure of intimacy with them. We're close in proximity with our space. We're touching them, and we're getting to know them to the point where we could best accommodate them where they're going to feel their best selves. So that takes a conversation and dialogue and knowing about their lives. And it's a special relationship. And I value it. I feel blessed to be in this job and to be able to do what I do and still love what I do. But the power behind it is making a difference for these women and seeing the difference and the transformation in front of your eyes and their eyes. And that's an incredible feeling when you've taken the time to listen, to know what they want, work with them, and then see it come to fruition and that end result where they have this big smile on their face and they're feeling good and you feel good that you got them what they wanted. And they leave with a lot more confidence, and they take that to all aspects of their life.
And sometimes they probably don't even know what they want, and they're sitting down, and you know,
that's
they'll
true.
Go,
yeah.
You know, what should I do? And you, I know, you know, from what you just said, one of the things you need to do is talk to them find out something about themselves, because not everything belongs to everyone.
True.
Not, you know, it's not even a question. Not everyone looks good in whatever, but, you know, people's lifestyles and so on.
That's true.
How do you even manage to get someone to realize that, you know what they're trying to say is, I really would like to take maybe 2 more inches off, or maybe I should, you know, not apart. There's, as simple as so many people think it is, it's not simple.
Well, I'm doing this 40 years now, and you're listening, but you also have to listen for what they're not saying. And it's difficult sometimes for clients to articulate what they want, because what they're envisioning and what their words are saying can be two different things. So as the stylist, it's my job to ask the right questions and draw them out to know what they don't like, what they do like, what they're envisioning for themselves, what their routines are. Do they blow dry their hair? Do they not? And this day and age with women, it's not so much what is in style or the latest. It's really, women want to feel relevant, modern, but they want something that's going to fit into their individual lifestyle.
Exactly.
So they don't really want to fuss too much. They want it to fit into their lifestyle, but they also want to feel like they are a modern woman that's not dated, but is not, how do you say it, you know, a slave to the latest trends necessarily. Because fashion dictates to hair, and we're not seeing any real strong direction with fashion, and we haven't seen it with hair so much. I think we're seeing a little bit of everything, and so women are most interested in what fits in for their personal, individual lifestyle.
I think that is so important. You know, you take a look, and as with clothes, there are supposedly rules for, you know, this is how long your hair should be when you're 30, when you're 40, when you're 50, and so on and so forth. And all of a sudden, you know, gray is what you should do. But not everything. Those are guidelines for some people that some people need, and they'll go by them no matter what. And I'm sure that, you know, some people, it just doesn't fit. And I know there are women who walk around going, they can't be different. They need to be like everyone else, because they're afraid of showing, not that they're different, but this is who they are. This is their style. This is their personality. And maybe gray doesn't fit them. Or, you know what? Maybe it's the person who's been dyeing their hair all this time, and maybe gray does fit them. How do you manage to, you know, it's a balancing act. Do you tell them, you know, hey, lady, yeah, really?
Well, I feel that I am their personal beauty professionals. And so I am the one that is going to be telling them. And most people are not going to. So I feel okay in being honest and telling them what I feel. So it depends. I will always be honest and tell them my opinion. And as far as going gray is concerned, it depends on the color of the gray hair. It depends on the person's complexion, their eye color. All that plays into whether or not it's going to be flattering. And so we determine. And sometimes it may not be. Or sometimes they need to wait a little longer till it's a little whiter and brighter. Because when you're into that salt and pepper stage, it could be very drab and pull color from the face. But when it's a little whiter and brighter, gives a little pop, and that's more flattering. So sometimes women just have to wait.
Well, that's the whole thing. You know, people are, it's not that they're impatient. Everyone wants a result now. And, you know, with all the pressures and stress on everyday life and the competition out. And when I say competition, you know, we're all trying to not just compete with one another, but sometimes within ourselves, we're trying to figure out who we are. We have certain pictures that we see. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, these rules that are in the magazines, you know, so many of them, their covers will say, hey, this is what you should be doing. Women especially, because, you know, men have a different take on it, but women are so judged on how they look, on, you know, their hair, their makeup, their clothes. And you start with the face and the hair, as I said before. So it's a question of, where do we break it down? What would you do if there's, you know, someone comes in and insists on something that you know is not going to look good on them because they bring in a picture and this is who they've dreamed of looking like forever and ever, and they come in and basically they want to look like, I don't know, Marilyn Monroe or Kim Kardashian. Those are the only two that come to my mind right now. They're two different spectrums.
Well, I have to say I like pictures because, like I said previously, that sometimes clients will have a vision, but what they're saying is different than what they're showing me. So to have a visual is good because the words don't interfere. And if they're showing me something that's unrealistic for their hair type, I'd be honest. I'm always honest with them, and I have to tell them this is not realistic to the type of hair you have, or it may not be as flattering to your face shape, or because we live in a hot, humid weather and you don't blow dry your hair. I mean, there's so many different factors that could play into achieving whatever the picture they may be showing me. Not that a lot of times it can't be achieved, but then I would have to show them how they could. They would have to blow dry it or dedicate a certain amount of time. You know, that all plays into it.
So, you know, women come in, as we mentioned before, it's a haven, it's a safe place, and you as their stylist are wind up being also their confidant. You have them in that chair sometimes for a couple of hours, and they, you know, you have people coming in that have gone through a variety of different life events, whether it be they just got married, they're engaged, they're going back to work for the first time after their kids have left the house, or they've lost a spouse, they're getting divorced. There are so many different life-changing events that you must hear everything and have to, one, it's all confidential, but the other thing is how do you have to be so compassionate. How do you find that so that you are compassionate and they trust you because they talk to you, and then you're spending all that time with them?
Well, I never take it for granted, and I do view it as a privilege that people are putting trust in me to take care of their hair and beauty needs, which we know as women is so important. So I respect that position they're putting me in. I value it and I take it seriously. So I have a tremendous amount of patience because I know as a woman myself how important it is to get what I want and to feel like I'm being heard. And when you're doing the kind of job I'm doing, and I'm talking to people all day long, everyone's got a story. There's no one that escapes it today. They may look like they have the perfect life on the outside, but no one has a perfect life. So because you hear so much, you can't help but have empathy and compassion because we're all suffering in different ways. But we focus on the positive, and I try to always be encouraging, and my job is to make them look better so they feel better. And I'm not trying to fix anything. I'm just there to listen and to guide them through beauty and wellness and take that aspect of their life to let them know I have that all under control. Noble Salon has that under control. Your service provider here has your hair, your color, your skin, your makeup. We have that all under control. We know what you need, and we're going to take care of it for you. And we value in our salon that we create a very inviting, homey, yet sophisticated but not pretentious atmosphere, because we never want someone to feel uncomfortable. We don't want a pretentious environment. We want people to feel taken care of, and we want this to be a place where they can be feel safe emotionally and know that we're taking care of all their beauty needs.
So a stylist and a salon and a woman going to salon is not just somebody saying, ah, I'm better than everyone, and I'm going to go, you know, do this. And people think, oh, look at her. She's got nothing else to do.
Yeah,
what most people don't understand is that as women, we're trying usually to fit this into a very busy lifestyle, whether we're full-time workers, whether we're full-time moms, whether we're doing both, whether we're, you know, a strict career, we have our own business, we're looking to find time to fit that in our schedules. And when we do, it needs to be a very comforting, comfortable place away from the, you know, hustle and bustle of everything going around. And that's another thing, that, you know, the misconception that we're at a spa just having, you know, a date or ourselves. Well, you know what? There's nothing wrong with that. And there's nothing wrong with, again, and I'll repeat it and you've repeated it, loving ourselves and taking care of ourselves. Because if we don't do that, no one else is. And what we show to people on the outside is exceedingly important, because that's how we get on with the rest of our lives. And one of the other things that I love about what you've done in empowering women is you've taken that knowledge that you have, the compassion that you've had, and you've handed it down to a lot of young women who are under your guise that you are taking forward and teaching. Why did you start doing that, and how do you see these young people moving on?
Well, that's been one of the greatest joys in the 13 years that we're opened, is watching these young, this new talent evolve and progress, and they're like little sponges, and they just drink it all up. And to see them progress, and now they're teaching me. I mean, they are just remarkable young people that are taking their profession very seriously, that are they're excited and stimulated about their craft and constantly wanting to learn. And I've just enjoyed being part of that process with them. I never thought I was a good teacher. I never thought I should teach. And then starting this business and having to do it, I realized I have a lot to offer, and they seem to respond, and it's been a pleasure for me. It really has. I've enjoyed it so much.
And as a small business woman here in the New England town of Stamford, Connecticut, how do you see the, you know, your participation in the community here, and how you've, you know, been able to stay and sustain and build and continue to help women?
Well, it's a constant effort to maintain a sustainable business. And so that's constantly in our minds as business owners, and constantly marketing ourselves to be able to stay relevant and sustainable. So it's been so important for Noble Salon to be part of the community, because the community is our clientele, and we're doing this so long, and these are people that we care about, and we're hearing their stories, and we know what they're going through. So Noble Salon, we call it our noble cause, where we will utilize our space and our clientele to raise money. We've put a lot of money into breast cancer. awareness, and we now are taking some of that money that we're raising in October and putting it to our local hospital here in Stamford and local causes in our immediate community. And it makes a difference. It makes us feel good. Our clients know that we're in tune and in touch to what's happening in our surrounding area. And it helps us to just be out there and people to know that Noble Salon cares and is there for them.
Well, I know that every year you have what I consider a fantastic event, whereas most people have holiday parties and so on and so forth. You actually have one of the first parties of the holiday season, which is a big gala as far as I'm concerned. People do come, you know, you dress however you want. You thank your clients, you thank the community, you thank your clients, and you put on something that everyone talks about for months after.
Oh, that's nice to hear.
So how do you even go about, you have a busy day, why did you even think of doing this and turning it into not just a party, but a thanking of your clients?
We call it our giving thanks party, and we have it in November because the month of October, we're raising money for breast cancer awareness. So we've taken the opportunity during that party in November to then present the check to the whatever organization we're donating it to, and to make people aware of our noble cause and what we're doing. But it's also because of our clients that we're able to donate. I think it's been over $250,000 we've been able to donate over the last 10 years or so. And we couldn't do that on our own. We're doing that because of our clients that are generous. Our employees, they also donate a service during that month and put it towards our donation. So it's a group effort. And it makes a tremendous difference because we feel like we're all in it together. And it helps the employees. They feel like they're making a difference. And that party, we enjoy doing it. It's we dance, we transform the place. We've got food and music.
It really is fantastic. You know, so many people don't realize, they don't go out and thank their clientele, thank the people who, because it's not just you and your employees, it's your clients also, and you've made it into a family. So as you bring all these women in, yes, you do service men also, you hairstyle men.
Absolutely, but we have a lot of men.
And it's a very empowering, and we'll continue to use that word. It might be overused, but it means so much. People walk out of here feeling good about themselves. And if they don't, well, come on, you know, they get to come on back and discuss, you know, why. Maybe they weren't feeling well that day, but they walk out feeling good. You feel good about the fact that they leave here looking in that mirror and they're able to say, great.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that, you know, there have been incidences where you get to try different things. It's not a question, you know, it's funny because hair, makeup, you can change up, you can change down, you change it depending upon how you feel. Maybe, you know, there are some people who have a look that is their look. And then there are some people who need a change, who, depending upon how they're feeling, can come in, and it's just a great way for women to get out some of their frustrations, or, you know, find a new style, not a new, something new about themselves, and they get to discover it. And you're a big part of it, which is really neat. So I want to say that this has been a great experience. I think what you and your team have done in the community shows that, you know, we as women, it's not vanity, and I can't say that enough. It's taking care of ourselves and being able to say, hey, this is who I'm presenting to the world. First, this is who I'm presenting to myself, and this who is who I'm presenting to the world. So, Gina, I want to thank you. I think that, you know, people, as we've said, as women, we can't just take this as, nah, it's something that, you know, oh, she does or she does, and I'm not going to be one of those vain people. Ladies, that's not the way.
Yeah. No. And just to interject and add a point to that is that sometimes women may not be feeling good on the inside, even though they may be looking good on the outside.
That's right.
And so you have to just kind of fake it till you make it, and it will come along. So for my part and for my team's part and the salon's part is to do what we can to make them their best self, and it may take time for them to look at themselves and feel good or accept change, because change takes time to accept. But then it follows along, and then eventually they do change and they do feel better. And it is so powerful, because it's really keeping up appearances, and it's having that outward appearance match what we want and feel on the inside out to the public and to whoever we want to project that to. And so I'm doing this 40 years. I still love it. I feel blessed that I am working in a profession that has an effect on people the way it does. And it has an effect on me, because I feel joy truly every day being able to touch people's lives in the way that I do. And I never take that for granted. And I try to instill that in my employees too. And I tell that to them all that they see it. We are really in a very unique position, and we need to really handle it with respect and with compassion, and with definitely to bring the experience and the expertise behind that. So we at Noble Salon really focus on keeping our education up and staying on top of, yes, latest and greatest trends that are going on, but taking all of that and fitting it into our individual clients' lifestyles. And so we take our job seriously, and we want people to really feel that.
Well, ladies, whoever's listening to us today, your salon, wherever you are, there, don't feel that you're going there and it's not something that you should enjoy.
Always
take care.
Enjoy. Yeah.
Take care of yourself, and realize that if you find someone you trust, it's big stuff. Mm-hmm. And if you're around in the area here, well, this, you know, as you can hear, exceedingly compassionate people. Gina, thank you so much.
Thank you, Sylvia. It was a pleasure talking with you.
To find out more about the salon, visit noblesalon.com. Thank you for joining me today. On our next podcast, I'll be talking with another extraordinary woman. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Play, iHeartRadio, and of course, our website, lifeofprey.com. Listen, subscribe for free, and take us with you wherever you are. This has been a Life of Prey production.